Hey fans, Reed Farron, Chiefs Insider here with Charles Davis, NFL Network analyst at the Senior Bowl. Charles, give us your thoughts on day two. What do you like and what you see out here so far?
I like the way these kids are competing. You know, I like the way that they're going at things. And what I've noticed is even when a guy loses a drill, especially the one-on-ones, for the most part, I've seen them snap back and be better on their next rep. You know, a lot of guys dive right back in. They're throwing guys out of the way to get in there. They want to compete. Not a lot of trash talk. I haven't seen much of that. But in terms of just body language and competition, I've seen a bunch of that, and it's been a whole lot of fun.
Now, we talked about, we've seen some big names here, some not here for obvious reasons, but talk about, you mentioned Alfred Morris, last year's guy, turned out pretty well for Washington.
Yeah.
Talk about, that guy could be out here.
Yeah, he could be out here, and we might not even know who he is, because remember, Alfred Morris was a sixth-round pick, and I think most people had him down as, that's really the first round, I think most people had him in terms of where they had him on their draft boards. If someone were to come back and say, well, we had him as a second-round guy, I'm not sure I believe him. You know, I never heard that conversation. Everything I heard was, I don't know if he can run well enough. He's a powerful guy, but he's a short yardage guy. He's not this, he's not that. Well, it worked out pretty well for Washington. Now, who that guy is this year, I tell everybody he remains to be seen. Because when I say be seen, he will emerge. They always emerge, and it takes time. And, you know, it's an inexact science. We rank these guys. They get drafted in certain ways. And at the end of the day, look, Victor Cruz was undrafted, and the Giants gave him a shot because he's a local kid from Hofstra.
Now, a new chapter in Chiefs franchise history, John Dorsey era, Andy Reid. Talk about what you see for Chiefs fans to expect from the Chiefs this year.
Well, I think the thing that we have to keep in mind in the NFL, no matter how bad it looks, you're really not as far away as you think. Did we see the Colts coming this year? Preseason, everyone said, that's the worst team in football. Right? You remember that?
Yeah.
They end up in the playoffs. The Falcons year, the big debate, and this is way back when, the big debate, should they draft a quarterback or, hey, you know, you got to go get big linemen, you got to do this, or watch your quarterback and get killed. They drafted Matt Ryan. They added Michael Turner, free agency. They went back in the first round, got Sam Baker, made him a left tackle. They went 11-5, went to the playoffs. They weren't supposed to be very good. They were coming off of a drag of a year. So when I look at these things and always think to myself, just how far away are these teams? I remember the Chiefs were division champs a couple seasons ago. I also remember a team last year that I picked to go and win the division championship that didn't do very well. But then you look at the collection of talent on the team, a few draft choices, start over, you hit the reset button, a guy like Andy Reid, John Dorsey, who's a proven talent evaluator, coming in as a GM. I don't think they're that far away. I really don't. And I know people are going to look at me crazy, but go ahead. I tell the fans the same thing. Go back every time and think about all these teams that we say are dregs that just emerge and see if you go, oh, yeah, that's right, it's the NFL. They get better in a hurry.